ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6th चैप्टर 3 विच इज एंटाइटल्ड एज यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज मैसेंजर्स, टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। प्रायेण प्रायेण वेद तदिदं न महाजनोयम्। प्रायेण वेद तदिदं न महाजनोयम्। देव्या विमोहितमतिर्बत माययालम्। त्रय्यां जडीकृतमतिर्मधुपुष्पितायां। वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः। ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस लेसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। Because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavalkya and Jaimini and other compilers of the religious scriptures cannot know the secret, confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajans. They cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, especially the Yajurved, Samved, and Rigved, their intelligence has become dull. Thus, they are busy collecting the ingredients for ritualistic ceremonies that yield only temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargalok for material happiness. They are not attracted to the Sankirtan movement. Instead, they are interested in dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Purport. Since one may easily achieve the highest success by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one may ask why there are so many Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and why people are attracted to them. This verse answers that question. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Vedascha Sarver Aham Eva Vedyaha. The real purpose of studying the Vedas is to approach the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Unfortunately, unintelligent people, bewildered by the grandeur of Vedic yagyas, want to see gorgeous sacrifices performed. They want Vedic mantras chanted and huge amounts of money spent for such ceremonies. Sometimes we have to observe the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies to please such unintelligent men. Recently, Prabhupada recollects, when we established a Raj Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we were obliged to have Vedic ceremonies enacted by Brahmanas because the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the smart Brahmanas, would not accept Europeans and Americans as bona fide Brahmanas. Thus, we had to engage Brahmanas to perform costly yagyas. In spite of these yagyas, the members of our society performed Sankirtan loudly with mridangas, and I considered the Sankirtan more important than the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Both the ceremonies and Sankirtan were going on simultaneously. The ceremonies are meant for persons interested in Vedic rituals for elevation to heavenly planets, jadi kritamatir madhu pushpitayam, whereas the Sankirtan was meant for pure devotees interested in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We would have simply have performed Sankirtan, but then the inhabitants of Vrindavan would have not taken the installation ceremony seriously. As explained here, the Vedic performances are meant for those whose intelligence has been dulled by the flowery language of the Vedas, which describe fruitive activities intended to elevate one to the higher planets. Especially in this age of Kali, Sankirtan alone is sufficient. If the members of our temples in different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtan before the deity, especially before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will remain perfect. There is no need of any other performances. Nevertheless, to keep oneself clean in habits and mind, deity worship and other regulatory principles are required. Srila Jiva Goswami says, although Sankirtan is sufficient for perfection of life, the archana or worship of deity in a temple must continue in order that the devotees may stay clean and pure. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore recommended that one follow both processes simultaneously. We strictly follow his principle of performing deity worship and Sankirtan along parallel lines. This we should continue. So we are continuing our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially this part is a description about the glories of the holy name. So because it's glorifying the holy name, I have to take beg for mercy of all the devotees here. It's very easy to speak about holy name to a new audience, introduce, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. But to speak in front of devotees who are chanting holy name, relishing, to speak something on holy name, it's a difficult thing. Not much realization is there. So beg for your mercy. We will start the glorification of holy name today with a wonderful two verses from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Since time is short, I'll read the translation. O King, there are no rules whatsoever governing the time and place wherein the holy name of Vishnu can be chanted. Of this there can be no doubt. Charity and sacrifice are governed by various rules regarding time and place, as are the taking of one's bath and a silent uttering of different mantras. However, the holy name of Vishnu can be chanted at any time and place on earth. Sri Sanatana Goswami asserts that there are no restrictions for the holy name, even regarding proper cleanliness. He quotes a conversation between Narad Muni and his disciple Mrigari, who previously was a cruel, godless hunter, but was converted by a sage into a great devotee. And here, Narad Muni is quoting this verse again. O hunter, there are no restrictions on when and where the holy name of Sri Hari may be chanted, and no prohibitions regarding the uncleanliness of the mouth from which the holy name came forth. So we find throughout the scriptures, great devotees have glorified the holy name of Lord Krishna as the most easiest method, very practical, no qualification required. The topmost activity in this age of Kali. But then we find in this translation, Srila Prabhupada mentions that these people cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting Hare Krishna. Why is it so that people are not able to understand the chanting or the performance of Sankirtan Yajna? Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and given this holy process, the problem is that Prabhupada says that people are attached to ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas because the idea is sense gratification. Even the message is so clear, Lord comes and doesn't make anything complicated. He just gives one method, the holy name. No other options, only one option. Hare Naam Eva Kevalam. But still it's so difficult for a common man to practice. Because Kali Yuga means age of complicatedness. So, before we go on to this part of why people are not chanting, let's see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has glorified holy name. We'll take one instance from the Shastra, Chaitanya Charitamrita. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip performing Nagar Sankirtan, and when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing on the streets of Navadvip performing Nagar Sankirtan, He was accompanied by Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit and many of his associates. So while traveling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes across one very wonderful devotee, Shuklambar Brahmachari. And Shuklambar Brahmachari joins the Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes towards Shuklambar Brahmachari, sees Shuklambar Brahmachari dancing, but carrying also a sack with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu puts his hand in the sack and removes raw rice which Shuklambar Brahmachari has collected as his duty of begging from different houses, broken pieces of rice, different varieties all together. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and brings his hand inside the sack, gets it out and starts relishing the raw rice. In fact, he completely finishes the entire content of the whole sack. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes pleased. Srila Prabhupada points in the purport that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here was enacting two pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first was enacting the pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan, relishing the bhoga offered by the yagyik Brahmana Patnis. Prabhupada says Shuklambar Brahmachari was none other than one of the Brahmana Patnis of Vrindavan who had come again in form of Shuklambar Brahmachari, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing this pastime. Srila Prabhupada also says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was enacting the pastime of Krishna stealing the chipped rice from Sudama's cloth and eating and relishing it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing this wonderful prasad of raw rice from the hands of Shuklambar Brahmachari. And after this incident, the Lord, after eating the raw rice given by Shuklambar Brahmachari, he then explained very elaborately the import of the Harer Nama Shloka mentioned in the Brihan Naradi Puran. Tabe Shuklambare Koila Tandula Bhakshan Harer Nama Shtokera Koila Artha Vivaran. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now elaborates on this wonderful shloka of Harer Nama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other means for self-realization than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Hoye Sarva Jagat Anistar. In this age of Kali, this holy name of the Lord has descended to deliver everyone, and there is no other way. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elaborates on the meaning of Harer Nam. He signifies why Harer Nam verse has so much of reputation. Mahaprabhu says, Harer Nam, in this shloka, the word Harer Nam, ukti teenavar, it has come three times. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jada Loka Bhujayite. This verse repeats the word Eva and Harer Nama three times for emphasis. Why? Just to make common person understand the importance of Hari Nam. Prabhupada says in the purport, to emphasize something to ordinary man, sometimes repetition is necessary. Prabhupada says, sometimes we have to tell someone, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this. Then he understands the emphasis and then he does it. Similarly, here emphatic emphasis is given by three times quoting Harer Nama, Harer Nama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very well knows the mentality of people in Kali Yuga. People in Kali Yuga easily forget any orders given to them. So therefore, bombardment three times. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, and three times Eva also. Certainly, certainly, and certainly. So in this age of Kali, people don't get carried away with one-time advice. They want a lot of bombardment. And therefore we can find outside also people are encashing on this lot of billboards. Not just one billboard. 25 billboards one after another, same message. Why? So the people understand. You go to any station, no variety. In one session, same billboard. So that, certainly, you should take this. You should watch this. Then you will be happy. So that is the mentality in the age of Kali. People are so dull-headed. So Mahaprabhu is mentioning, therefore three times emphasis. Chant holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name, certainly, certainly, certainly. And then Mahaprabhu says, after this three times repetition, then comes Kevalam. Kevala Shabda Punarapi Nishaya Karan Jnana Yoga Tapa Karma Adi Nivaran. This word Keval is added so that people should understand that this Jnana, Yoga, Tapa, Bathing and all other things are Nivaran, prohibited, no, not required. Only Harinam is Kevalam. So Prabhupada says, our Krishna conscious movement is testing the chanting of the holy name everywhere. People are complaining, why is people chanting always Harinam? When they get up, they chant Hare Krishna. Throughout the day, they chant Hare Krishna. They go out, chant Hare Krishna. So people are fed out. And they speak, they complain to us. Why only Harinam? Why only Hare Krishna? But Prabhupada says that they do not know the secret of success in this age of Kali is holy name. There is no other way. And these people are simply wasting their time in other processes. Let them waste their time. We are not interested in these things. In fact, when we speak that only holy name is there, they become angry on us. Let them become angry, Prabhupada says. But we will continue chanting our holy names. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again says, not only this, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam three times, Eva three times, and then Kevala, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anyatha ye mane tara nahi kanistar nahi 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 ye teen evakar. And again three times, no other way, no other way, no other way comes to make it complete. Triple repetition again. There is no other way, there is no other way, and there is no other way. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has completely emphasized that in this age of Kali, the only process which can help us is the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elaborates on this more and then he speaks that how we can take shelter of the holy name. But however, we will discuss this part in the later part of our lecture. We will now analyze, let's see, that why people are not able to appreciate this holy name. It is a simple method, yet people are not taking it up. Because in the age of Kali Yuga, people have all acquired wonderful bad qualities. People are, why wonderful? Because people are happy about it. People are happy to be duplicitous. People are happy to be sinful. People are happy to be not taking spiritual life, happy to be enjoying sense gratification. And the most important quality of a Kali Yugaite is that he is a duplicitous. And we can find in the that this is overflowing. We don't have to go deep into someone's character. It's seen on the external. Duplicity is overflowing in the character of a person today. In his talk we can see that. In his looks we can see that. In his behavior we can see that. That is duplicity. And what is the duplicity nature? That is, people want sense gratification and people do not want spiritual life. But they don't want to show this. They want to have an external facade of a spiritual life and yet continue sense gratification. Internally, sense gratification is the number one priority and spiritual life is not necessary. And therefore we find that people are ready to do anything to get sense gratification and make sense gratification simple, available for everyone. But on the other hand, they want spiritual life to be more and more complicated. It's good. So that we have a reason not to practice it. So that is the mentality of people in Kali Yuga. And because material nature Maya Devi, she knows that people in Kali Yuga like this. Want sense gratification simple and want spiritual life complicated. So she's empowering. She's empowering people to make this possible. So on the one side, she's empowering technologists, scientists to make sense gratification very easy. Available at a button push button. Everything available at fingertips. Just demand, it's available. Why? People want it. But on the other hand, spiritual life made complicated. Like people always ask this question to devotees when they go for preaching. that why Krishna made this world so miserable. If Krishna has sent in this world all of us to enjoy, he should make it a place of enjoyment. So they ask this question, that this world should be made easy for sense gratification. But these people will never ask that why it is so complicated to have a spiritual life. They never ask a question that why should I do a yajna which costs so much money, so much of hassle, and it cannot be done every day. Why I need to go to Haridwar and take bath in Ganga so far away, book a ticket, plan vacation. Or why I have to go to some places like Tirupati, go high on top of a mountain. They never ask question that why Krishna has not made spiritual life so easy. Why? Because they're happy. Once in a year, no problem. So spiritual life has become once in a year event for people. Just to show that they are religious. But sense gratification, every day, available at fingertips. So on one hand, Mayadevi is empowering technologists to make sense gratification simple. And on the other hand, Mayadevi is also empowering Mayavadis and speculators to make spiritual life more and more complicated. And therefore, we find Srila Prabhupada was so heavy against this Mayavadis and speculators. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada would say that this Mayavadis has ruined the Vedic culture of India. In the name of so-called simplification, they have made complex spiritual life. Yatho mat tatho pad. Take anything, any option. So you may say, well, spiritual life is so easy, take any option. But actually it has confused people instead of making them more kind of enlightened. Because we have seen in our day-to-day life also that when too many options are there, it results in confusion. Like for example, every day in our lunch, prasadam, we eat one sabji, one rice, dal, and chapati. Just imagine, one day there is 20 items feast. And you become happy. 20 items today we have to eat. And then you go and see what to take. You're confused. Five sabjis and pakoda and three sweet rice, sweets. You end up taking everything. And after the whole prasad is over, you feel that I am not satisfied. And then you are cursing that too much heavy stomach. So too many options sometimes can create confusion. And simplicity can help us to enjoy and relish the thing. So Mayavadis have made it complicated. You can follow any path and reach your goal. And people are taking their own paths, sometimes changing paths in between, and still they are not satisfied. So Srila Prabhupada would always say that these Mayavadis, they claim to be spiritualist, but actually they are atheist in the garb of spiritualist. Srila Prabhupada said, atheists outrightly say, there is no God. But Mayavadis will say, no, God is there. But God has no hands, no legs, no eyes, no head, no body. Indirectly saying, there is no God. Srila Prabhupada would say a humorous story to point this. There was a king who had an elephant. And this king was very much fond of his elephant. And therefore he had told the Mahavat, the elephant caretaker, that if at all you bring that bad news that his elephant has died, I will kill you. Mahavat was very scared. And one fine day, as everyone says, as sure as death, this elephant died. But Mahavat was thinking, how can I go and tell him that elephant has died? If I tell him that, I will lose my life. So he decided to play a trick. He went to the king and told the king, oh king, your elephant is not moving. The king said, what happened? Why is it not moving? Because he has not taken any food since last evening. And why he has not taken some food? Because since yesterday he has not opened his eyes. The king was confused, what's happened? So the king said, okay, I'll come and myself look. The king went and checked. And then he said, oh, this elephant is dead. And Mahavat said, yes, you said it. I didn't say that. So this is the way when a person, Prabhupada says, they are indirectly saying God is not there by saying he has no hands, he has no legs, he has no body, no head. What remains? Nothing. So God is not there. So they are atheists in the garb of spiritualist. So that is Mayavadis. And therefore, Mayavadis are very expert in word jugglery. Simple message made complicated. Srila Prabhupada always say, this verse, man mana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Simple. Krishna is saying, worship me, offer your homage to me. But Mayavadis will write purports. It is not to the person Krishna but something which is inside Krishna. So ultimately, they want to jump to the conclusion of impersonalism. Ultimate conclusion is something inside Krishna, and that is impersonal, and ultimately, that is you. So whole idea is to make everyone into God. So therefore, we see that because of Mayavi empowering this cult of Mayavad, people are very happy to have complicated spiritual life. Another Gopinath was mentioning that if someone goes to a satsang program and you ask him, what did you learn there? He said, I didn't understand anything, but it was very nice. So that has become the standard of satsang program today. That if a person juggles words so much that you cannot figure out what he spoke, that means he is the best speaker. So people want complicated spiritual life, and therefore Mayavadis are there, empowered by Mayadevi to make complicated spiritual life. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very mercifully descended and he has reversed the process. He has come to remove the illusion of all the living entities in this world. What is that bhajan? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to wake up everyone. Jiva jago, jiva jago, jiva jago, Gauri Chandra bole. Kato nidra, kado nidra, jao maya, pisha chira kore. So Mahaprabhu is coming and waking up everyone. Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. And try to understand that you are not enjoying, you are sleeping in the lap of Maya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved everyone that people think sense gratification is very simple. It's very complicated. Narottam Das Thakur sings this verse. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, keval vishera bhanda. And they are all pots of poison. Amrit bolia eva khaye. People think that is, it's nectar, they think. And Prabhupada writes, they mistake that it's nectar. And then what happens? Nana yoni sadafire. The result of drinking that so-called nectar, they have to transmigrate in the 84 lakh species of life and do what? Kadarya bhakshan kare. As per different body, eat all abominable things. So Maya promises first nectar, and the end result is eating abominable things. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that people have to pay heavy price to enjoy sense gratification. Like for example, if someone wants to break the four principles of freedom, all the four principles, then he has to actually work hard to break those principles. It's not available easy. So we find on one side there are devotees who are living outside, working in the world outside, and there are non-devotees living outside. So the non-devotees, they are working hard morning to night, trying their best, and they have to pay a heavy price to break, to enjoy sense gratification. On the other hand, devotees are there also working bare minimum, and they're happy enjoying their life in Krishna consciousness. So who is enjoying? It is a devotee who is enjoying. On the other hand, a non-devotee has to pay heavy price for his sense gratification. So sense gratification, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, it's very complicated. On the other hand, Krishna consciousness is very easy. As we discussed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Shuklambar Brahmachari, that it's very easy to chant Hare Krishna than to perform all these various yoga, karma, dana, tapa and all these things. Because in this age of Kali, as we read the first verse from Hari Bhakti Vilas, there is no qualification required. Anyone can chant the holy name of the Lord. So therefore, holy name is a simple method given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after knowing the glories of the holy name, how we can take shelter of the holy name? So we'll go back to the section where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Shuklambar Brahmachari of how a devotee can take shelter of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this wonderful shloka. Trinadapi suni chena taro rapi sahishnunam amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should be humbler than a blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree. And this way one can, by offering respect to others and not expecting any respect for oneself, one can constantly chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. So first method Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives is to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna in the mood of humble servant, like a blade of grass, humbler than a blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the next qualification for a person to chant, and that qualification is the qualification of simplicity. E mata vaishnav kore kichu na magiba ayachita vritti kimva shakha phala khaiva. Thus a Vaishnava should not ask anything from anyone else. If someone gives him something without being asked, he should accept it. But if nothing comes, a Vaishnava should be satisfied to eat whatever vegetables and fruits are easily available. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's highest standard for relishing holy name. Sadanam loibo yate labhete shantosh eta achar karite bhakti dharma posh. One should strictly follow this principle and then he will be satisfied. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that that in this way, if a person just accepts whatever is available for him, practices the life of simplicity, he can achieve taste for the holy name. First is, he should be humbler than a blade of grass, the whole verse. And second is, life of simplicity. So we find, these are two things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, to practice the holy name, so that we can relish the holy name of Lord Krishna. Generally, because we are in conditioned state of life, when we chant Hare Krishna, we are not able to relish the holy name so much. But Mahaprabhu says that if we can practice becoming humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, expecting no respect, giving respect to others, and practicing a life of simplicity, then one can start relishing the holy name himself in his life. So in this way, be humble and be simple, and then one can relish the holy name. We can find a very powerful example of this in the form of Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda was both humble, he was emblem of Trinadapi Sunichana verse, and he was very simple also. And therefore, not only he relished holy name, he propagated holy name and made everyone chant the holy name, relish the holy name. It's easy to chant holy name by oneself, but it's so difficult to convince others to chant holy name and take shelter of the holy name. Therefore, advanced devotee is one who, as mentioned in Shastra, just by seeing him, one person chants holy name. That's advanced devotee, because he's humble and it's very simple. So Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the West, he had so much of opposition, so that he can, people were telling him, give up your simplicity, become complex like the Americans, then you can preach. Srila Prabhupada was having nothing and he was in Mishra's studio. Mishra was telling him that if you want to preach, you have to give up your sannyas robes. You have to wear, like me, Western clothes. Eat on table with forks and spoons. Otherwise, you cannot preach. Srila Prabhupada did not agree. Srila Prabhupada continued. In fact, it was so difficult for Srila Prabhupada to be a sannyasi in Western civilization in that world of US. People had not seen so much of Swami in their original dress. In fact, devotees recollect, like Kirtananda Prabhu recollects, that he was the first devotee who decided to wear saffron robes after Srila Prabhupada. And the first time he went in the street, there was a big hangama on the street. People were watching him like he was an alien coming from other world. And he was making kind of scenes everywhere. The traffic was stopping seeing him. People were gazing at him, who has come here? So he was saying that for a person to be dressed in that way, in that particular area, was a complete kind of amazing thing. People were not used to see such kind of things. But Srila Prabhupada continued. And the result was, Srila Prabhupada never gave up his simplicity, continued practicing, chanting the holy name and propagating, and people started coming slowly. And they took up the process and they changed their habits. One devotee recollects that two devotees got an invitation from some mutt, where Swami Nikhilananda had invited them to their mutt in America. So they asked Srila Prabhupada, can we go there? He's a Mayavadi. He always criticizes him, that he should not go to such a person. So Prabhupada said, you can go and preach about the holy name, no problem. So these two devotees, new in Krishna consciousness, with their saffron robes, went to that place. And they were surprised. They were feeling odd there. Even though they had gone to a spiritual place, they were feeling odd because Swami Nikhilananda himself was dressed in suit and tie with a bald head. And everyone in the audience was Western dress, except one lady who was wearing sari. So there was solace for these two devotees that someone is there with Vedic Vedic dress. So then this Swamiji called these two devotees upstairs and they started discussing. And Swami Nikhilananda ordered for white wine and coffee. And devotee said, "We don't drink this." He was surprised. "Not even little coffee?" he asked. He said, "Not even tea." And then meanwhile, the Swamiji was lighting up a cigarette and drinking. And then he says, "Yes, I see Swamiji is teaching pure yoga. It's very difficult. And we can see because it's so difficult, people are coming so less to his movement. I have so much of a following in the initial days of Krishna consciousness. And I'm especially hearing that people who are taking drugs, they're giving up drugs, they're giving up LSDs. Is that right?" And devotees proudly said, "Yes. People are giving up all kinds of activities." And Achyutananda Prabhu was there. He says, "Even no illicit sex, no meditating, and no gambling. Not even eggs." And Nikhilananda shakes his head. And he said, he's totally amazed that how a person has come to America, not given up his tradition, and has convinced the Americans to follow all these things. See, he himself is preaching, and he knows the audience. And he's seeing an old Swami coming from India, wearing his own robes. He's able to convince the American to change their habit and lifestyle. And he's so amazed, he becomes so wonderstruck, and he becomes a little humble. And then he says, "Well, can I give up my cigarette also?" He asks the devotees. And devotees say, "Yes, you simply chant Hare Krishna, that's all." But Nikhilananda was a Mayavadi, and Mayavadi is a complicated person. He just laughed, and he continued the conversation another way. So we can see Srila Prabhupada here, because he did not give up his tradition, he remained simple, humble. He was able to do something which was a miracle in the Western world. Make people chant Hare Krishna and become like him. So therefore, as we mentioned in the lecture today, chanting of the holy name is the only way. And plus, if you want to chant, then one should be humble and one should be simple. Now, generally when I read this section, I was happy to hear the holy name is the only way. But when I read that particular verse, that, you know, you should be, whatever comes, you should accept. So a little more, you know, it's like we all still have the tendency of asking things. And so no problem. Still, spiritual life is not difficult. Srila Prabhupada, he said his one-liner. We'll finish our lecture with his one-liner. Srila Prabhupada said, "Spiritual life may be difficult, but material life is impossible." So therefore, in this age of Kali Yuga, the only method which is recommended is the chanting of the holy name, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. And Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranata. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Any comments from holy name, from devotees who are relishing holy name? Okay. Thank you very much. Since we don't have time. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Chai.